platform. Step up and speak out.
Good evening, it is The Platform. I am Annalisa Dube, and in this program, we discuss issues that are trending in the country. Now, in Zimbabwe, soliciting for purposes of prostitution in a public place or any place the public has access to is considered to be a crime. Yet, this has become a common sight in different parts of the country. Now, statistics have shown that sex workers are 13 times more likely to contract HIV compared to the general population because of factors such as being economically vulnerable, failure to negotiate for safe sex, as well as experiencing criminalization, as well as marginalization. But what we often forget is these are human beings like you, like me, and there is always a story behind the story. And this evening, I am joined by Halindi Prudence Nikisi, who is a former sex worker, and she's here to give us first-hand information about how she became a sex worker, her experiences during the practice while she was operating from the Avenues area in Harare, which has been considered to be a red light district, and how she eventually quit. Welcome to the program, Lindy.
Thank you.
And if you have any questions for her, do send them through. Our WhatsApp number is 0731-168-045. Now, Lindy, we understand on the promo you're saying that you're 32 years old.
Yes.
Are you a mother? Do you have a family?
Yes, I've got one kid.
Okay, how old is your child?
She's 13 years old.
Okay, so walk us through it. How did it all begin? Wakatanga say, how did you become a sex worker?
Ngati kuva pakashika my parents angu ndo pandakatanga kuita zvechifambi pakashika mai vangu
ngwane makore mangana
ngati ndandane nda ma 29.
So you've been doing this for about 3 years?
Yes.
Okay, so do you live in the Avenues or Waito uya kuma Avenues kutushandire ikoko?
Yes.
Alright. Saka, how did you think about it? To say, okay, this is what I am going to do to make a living?
Okay.
Saka mama kaudza nani kuti kuma Avenues ndo kune basa.
Iya igara chiuya muno marari. Saka ndiyaka akauya nini muno marari kusotsvaga mari.
Okay. Saka maigara ma Avenues here kana kuti there's another suburb yemu Harare maigara.
Taito gara imo muma Avenues panoita zvemabingo. Saka unobhadhara 15 pound per night. Saka you'll be sharing makawanda.
Imo momo.
Murum.
Okay. So like how did you get clients?
Unocho buda manero, buda otoenda pa road. Unotsvaga my clients.
And then badara. So in a night, how many clients would you have?
Ukanya soshanda we gono wana kana 5, 6, or 7.
And muchicha jamari?
Short term it was $10, 10 bond, sometimes 15, 20.
Okay. So we understand that sex workers usually work manero, right? But then tayona kuti kune kufamba ma Avenues kunenge vanenge vari ko futi maskati maskati munoshanda futi.
Yeah, maskati kana usina uneta waigonongo vindawo road ikoko. Maskati munashina mani.
Okay. So for the past 3 years that you've been doing sex work, what are some of the challenges that you face as a sex worker?
Kati unogonongo sangana nevarume vanenge vari rough kuti vanenge vasingade kupa mari yako. Vanogona kushandisa orega kupa mari dzimwe nguva zvirwere vamwe havadi kushandisa protection. They offer more money.
Saka pakadaro munhu asingade kukupa mari yako, what do you do?
Unogona kutombonetsana but munhu wemurume agara nesimba rakawanda kudarika munhu wemukadzi. Saka unogona kungorohwa.
And so there are certain times where when someone says they didn't want to use protection, you'd have to not use protection and get more money.
Yeah.
Okay. And then according to a survey, Bane Baketa Research, the Center of Sexual Health, they found out 20% of sex workers have either been abused or harassed by the police. Have you been abused or harassed by the police at any time in your time as a sex worker?
Yeah, time for sangana now. By that time, yeah.
Mesanga now could be.
In fact, my avenues. Vano vai patrol amas maniru. Eh, skavengo na tumgasangana na wote wite ipabo. Wo torai.
Mova vai tasing.
Vai kwende se wo station. Ku charge office. Then you no better find. Maxine mom kamchi chaira then wo poso buriso.
Okay. So are you still a sex worker?
No, I'm no longer a sex worker now.
Okay. What made you stop?
Ngati epana ndiri muchure ngati ndakasangana namwari. That's what I can say.
Okay. Tell us the story. Tudakunzisisa kuti what happened? You were saying kuti you were going to a witch doctor? Nganga.
Yeah.
Hey, what? How? What say? Why inde koko kunite?
Ngati business parangaraga umas babas namari. Saka someone came ngati alindi si mona chika basak. Paninge Maria ibatike zvekungo daro each and every time. Saka pano tomboita vakushandisa mushonga. Saka tofunga kuti tombofamba toenda somewhere so that we tombonowana macharms ekushandisa kuti tiwane mari. Saka akandiintroducea kune imwe nganga ku Warren Park. Saka taenda kuna sekuru vaya the first time.
Wakaenda kwa nasekuru wa how long wakati you came from Mutaro ne 29 years and it saka wakati sekuru wakaenda after how long wa mu wa kuita sex work
and of this year papa ndakato uya ipapa like I came last year na there is December 19 December apa ndakauya for this time ndopacho ndakazoenda kunanga.
Okay. You saka maipiwa my charms.
Later, no pure machines, they go work shanties. Then, Saga Agati, my machines, they are quite so my badder. No, the water to graduate my condoms on in wash and this and she, the my clients are go. Do what I say? Oh, we are now.
Don't go in
badder watch, but Rachamio, Chamio, Shanda. I took a vehicle or toy or it a maripa road.
Okay, why wait a my client's mangan per night?
Why go not or anagana more than 15?
Saka pa 15 we say whatever words were there, my used condoms gonna say good.
Yes.
Okay, why ever wait a say now?
Nipa bondo banesunga ziyo utiwa itasei nao. So I don't share me so utiwa nungo utiwa nunda ma condoms.
Saka how did you convince your clients to say kuti ndugu tora ma condoms atashandisa? Would you take the makarara why to say?
In fact, later my short time. Saka after a short time nga unongo ita ngotora ga kushansa tissue then you throw them in a bin and get it in by mom. So after they vaenda nobando sara pick them up. Ndishia toranjima unga nita. Kana wanda then I take them. Mwana sekoro.
Okay. Saka chicha kaitika. What made you stop being a sex worker? Chicha ito uti uwe pano nas?
Chicha ito uti ndiwe pano nas. Bauta ura kusha shanda wa mwari mupenyo wangu. Kubata wakaita mwari. Through Grace Faith Ministries.
What kind of church was you?
What
kind of invite was church?
No, I was not invited. Ngati dae ndava ni chingu wanchi enda una sekuru ikogo kukunende sama condoms.
Waenda how often kwa sekuru?
Kwa sekuru ikogo kundaenda after gana 2-3 days. Yes, ndichiendesa makondomu acho. Saka ndakazosvikapa kuti ananeta ndingongoera machiendesa makondomu plus zvazvisi mari ndakamboibata ipapo nguva iyoyo shoma iyoyo. Saka mari ndasisiri kuchaibata ipapo that by that time. Saka ndakabva ndaita sei ndaenda unovaudza iwo sekuru kuti aitini sekuru I'm no longer interested in kuramba nchiunza chemacondoms. After all charm yamakandipa isisiri kudi isisiri kuchashanda hazvisi handisi kuchanyatsowana futi mari futi parod pacho ndopa wakati hamuzvikoro orait since uri kutaura kudaro iwewe uya neshe uya nemalast condom even one or two then I'll make a charm for you. Vangori musi wechina vakati orait nesande paunoya kwezi vangu vane jeni kwavaida kuenda vaizodzoka nesande nesande paunouya chi ndouya ndogadzirira chi chamuoya ne1 2 chi makondoms. Saka sande payakasvika semunhu aida mari ndakangodi ndakabva ndangomuka ndakangowana 1 kondom ndora ndakangotora ndikabva ndaputira nevada ndikandiendesa ndakatora taxi ndobva ndaenda. Saka ndingori mutaxi I don't know what pushes me ngoda takes my nose viwo here kune vanhu vanoita zvekunamatira because pane nyaya irungondinetsa.
But we don't point or no change, we don't know namatirwa
chi. They told ya, they ndika namatirwa at least kuitira kuti ndisaende chi ndisadzokere kuna sekuru vaivaya.
Okay, we don't namatirwa kuti uwane ma clients akawanda kana kuti we don't namatirwa kuti we don't namatirwa kuti chi.
Ndaitodawo zvoti dai ndikawana vanondinamatira kuti panenge ndakutsvaga mari zvindifambire zvakanaka than kudzokera kuna sekuru iwavo.
Utsvaga mari kupi
kurodhi
okay and then voenda kuchesha ndobva chichaita.
Saka takazotsvaga tatenderera ndopa takazowana patakazosvika pa Grace Faith Ministries. Yes. Saka ndasvika pa Grace Faith Ministries ndakabva ndedropa netaxi. Saka taxi yandisiya ndobva ndapinda muchechi. Saka ndapinda muchechi saizvozvo ndangosvika ndobva ndagara for some minutes 30 minutes 40 minutes ndakagara ndobva ndasumuka
kondom riri mubag
ranga ritori mubag ndobva ndasumuka ndobva ndaenda kupi ndobva ndatombobuda panze ndobva ndaenda mutoilet ndobva ndadzoka futi. Saka my aim was like ndakuda kutobuda hangu munomu kwaza I still more hazvisi kutombonibatsira vanonamatira nguva iko ipapapa ndozvandaichingozvibvunza mukati memwoyo wangu. Saka ndazobuda the second time ndichisimuka ndichibuda ndichidzoka futi pandandauda kubuda kesh 3 ndauda kutobuda kutoenda
kwedzoenda kwasekuru
kutoenda kutoti ndizofonera kuti sekuru va taxman auya anditori tiendechi kwasekuru. Ndopandakabva ndanzi come in front the man of God.
Okay.
Saka ndaenda in front kokoko professors vati who is Lindy and Lindy was my name kata is me
watoenda kumberi kana kuti usatoenda kumberi
ndatoenda kumberi.
Okay.
Saka ndobva va professors kuti ma parents angu akashaika ndiwakafunga kuti ndokuguma kweupenyu and it was true ma parents angu they passed away both of them. Ndobva vazo professors futi about inini going kunganga ni kunotsvaga chi ma charms after business risiri kuita zvakanaka ku prostitution. Yes and it was true so and then all those men were being dying vaifa makondoms andiri kutakura nichiendesa kunganga ikoko nganga ikoko they are doing my rituals and vanhu vavavo vari kuti they are dying so I was shocked in the church mchechi.
Ndova waita sei
ndova vazo professor is again about my child vaka professor is a same name kata is same name yemwana wangu kwanda ndakaroro.
Saka uchibuda mchechi ndova wakazoenda futi kwa sekuru
aiyo and now so dzokera kwa sekuru.
So wakazo after you heard the prophecy did you find out in any way if these men were really dying?
I was just shocked. Yeah, even now I'm still in shock.
Okay. And then pane nyaya dza ukambonzwa here, like ma shamwera ko, like the people that you are working with, vaitwara vaendo futi kwasekuru, pane nyaya futi dza vakataura dziri similar kune yako.
Neyango. In fact, akaenda neni nkoko aitotaura kuti she was also doing the same thing. Aitoendesa ochi ma condoms, but I never see achiendesa.
Ma achi varume vacho vachifa still.
I don't know.
But, okay. So iwewe, why did you decide to share your story today? What made you come here? What made you reach out to share your story?
In fact, ngangoti kanauri mchure, you might think kuti mwara anga kubvisa imomo, but mwara anogona kubvisa. Unogona kubva kusiya kuita chiore.
We have Lindy Nikisi, who is a former sex worker who was operating in the avenues, and she's here to share her story. If you have any questions for her, our WhatsApp number is 0731 168 045. All right, so watara kuti wakavawa wanamatirwa nditi. A lot of people mukatara nyaya kuti sex work, they believe that it's something, it's usually spiritual, mamepo, wananoshanda murodi, or you know, something like that. Do you think that's the case? Sema onirako, sema shandirako, akaita murodi.
Yeah, tingangoti ndizvozvo chaizvo. Dzimwe nguva handingati dzimwe nguva, in fact unengoshitongoshandiswa ne mweya tsvina. Ngoshitongoshandiswa nemweya tsvina, cause muupenyu zvekuita zvakawanda dzimwe nguva. Zvekuita zvakawanda.
Saka, that was my actually going to be my next question. Kuti iwewe, you lost your parents when you were 29, handiti. And you're an adult. Uri munhu anokwanisa kuzvishandira, handiti. Hauna kufunga kuita rimwe basa.
Ndopachipano kuti unengoshitoshandiswa nemweya tsvina, cause maziso ekuti uone kuti ndinokwanisa kuita zvimwe zvinhu muupenyu. Panenge pasina Satani anokuratidza the other side kunaka kwechihure, kuti unowana mari easy, then you take it to that, this is she, ndo yangu.
Okay, we have questions that are coming through for you, Lindy. What are you doing for money now? Okay, so when did this happen? Before we start talking about this, wakapokaenda ku church nasi ndi muna April anditi. When wakaenda ku church rini paukanuna matirwa?
It was last month.
Last month, muna March. Okay, so between kubva March paukanuna matirwa and now you haven't gone back to the streets.
Yes.
Okay, so that's why there's a question here. Kuyanzishweni, please ask Lindy kuti what is she doing now?
Okay. Ngati kozvinezvi, the man of God was helping me. Nepekugara, nechikafu. Saka I'm no longer doing any. I'm not yet doing anything right now. But ndirikubatsirika pekugara nechekudya.
Okay. So, there's a question here from Lucre from Greystone. How did she lure me? Hansi, how did you lure men to sleep with a waiter? Say, take us through the journey. Kuti wai urimurod waiter say.
They told me about road, and then my clients they come, but oyo mira o funzoti how much tojo taurana, and then you go kwaninga chida maybe by his place. Or my place, or go to my place, we do the business, then I get the money, then they drop me back on the road.
And then the issue to do with abuse, did you ever encounter abuse from your clients?
Yeah, I was abused some other time.
What happened?
Ngati murumoyu ndaka ngomwana opa road, ndovati let's go to my place. Then aita nogara uborodio. Then I went ku borodio ni mota yake aita dikuenda patogara. But aenda uborodio kwekwe. Then tashika ikoko akango shika tubataita zvatakaita. We did a short time. Then after we finished, ndopakati actually nini, and I don't pay slots. I don't pay prostitutes. It's like, I'm not going to give you money, so you have to make your way out of my place. Ska jagambo samoda uksanaro. Nina kapatu sanga dautonro. Ska he throw me out of the house. Ska I have to walk vehicle walk. Nsina transport money kanishi. Vau borodio. Kujoka mtown. Taka songo itola kregungo ano lift.
There's another question here. Does she know now that it's a generation curse which is going through family generation that needs serious attention? Do you think whatever happened, chaketo to uzuenda kunuita sex work?
Ningati life was not easy mupenyu wangu. Ma ningangoti andina sana ngura wangu makuriro ni marerero andakaitwa. It was not easy. I don't know. Maybe it's a case, I don't know, but yes, for now I'm the poniso.
Okay, vangwe vari kunyaya iri kunetsa panapa pa WhatsApp ne njonya nda nchikubvunza kuti zvoni. Did you people are asking, Kuti, did you confirm for sure, Kuti, the men that you were sleeping with were dying because of those condoms? How do you know for certain, Kuti, they were dying?
Ningati prophets bega piwa kuchechi andete. Ininde gandaga she confirm out it was true. Cause how did the men of God know that Kuti ininiche? I was taking condoms to a certain witch doctor. In Kwandiri Ndagazi believe out it can be true, because how did he know?
Okay, so Kwauru Gafunga Kuti, men of God vatara everything else about my life.
Yeah.
So this about it's men it should
also
be true, but you did not confirm for effect.
I didn't,
okay.
Yes.
And then someone else is asking Kuti Joni, how do you have any workmates that can relate your story to Kuti Nyaya Kundi Masho?
Yeah, I have, yes. Mm-hmm. But I'm not here with them.
With them,
now.
You're here by yourself.
Yes.
And then, did they, well, Sakakuma, which doctor, Kawenda now, Anditi? Someone else is asking here, did other girls in the industry who went to the same witch doctor say that their clients were dying?
I don't know. But this, they are the one who take me that side. Wagani and Sawachu. She was doing the same thing. So I don't know.
No, she never said anything relating
she
to
never,
that.
Yeah.
All right.
Or maybe it's happening. Maybe she don't know also. That is what is happening.
Do you even bother to find out if it's true? Kanakuti, you're done with that chapter of your life. You don't want to go back and address those issues again.
Come again.
Kuti, do you bother to check kuti ndezve mashure kana kuti watopedza nezvo zvausina basa nazvo, whether kuti ndezve mashure kana kuti hazvisi mashure? You are done with that chapter of your life. You are now moving on with your life. Wakungoenda mberi ne life yako.
Ndingati zvinhu zvakaitika ndichizviita ndisiri kuzviziva kuti ndizvo zvanga zvichiitika. Because chero nendiri kutorwadzikana ndiri kubatikana zvisingaiti kuti ndizvo zvanga zvichiitika. Dai ndaizviziva ndingadai sinambobvira ndazviita.
Saka, do you ever feel like going back kuma streets? Like, unombonzwa here kuda kudzokera kuti kune basa rako rawamboita?
No, I'm not feeling to go back.
This is The Platform. We are taking a short break. We'll be right back. Platform, I am Mona Lisa Dube. This evening, we are joined by a former sex worker, Lindy Purensnikisi, who said that her life took a turn when she visited the church and she was told a certain prophecy on her life, and she started to change her life. So, Lindy, you are here. Was it your idea to share your story today, to come forward and say to share your story? Was it your idea to come here?
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm.
You wanted to come here. Okay. I'm asking because there are a lot of questions here that are asking if what you're doing is not a move to market your new church.
Yeah, No, it's not about that.
Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm. Okay. And also, are there any sexual feelings involved? Paoneta Jemu Road for the 15 clients when business was good. Do you have any relationship with the people?
There was no relationship with the people. It was all about money.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And another question here is, do you have any relatives at all?
Yeah, I have some. In fact, that's why I was saying I didn't tell my background.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I think right now they know that I'm in Harare. Yeah.
Do you think they're probably listening right now? I mean, there's a national radio station. Do you think so far panatans wa nyayako?
My relatives sango. Bana.
How do you think they're going to react? Pachinzo akuti mwanangenda kunoshanda ku Harare anga kushanda mu road.
And this artist know about us so good.
And there's another question here. Now that you're staying with your pastor, do you have any plans for a new future? What are your plans for the future?
I would like to record that one. I'm not staying with the pastor. I'm staying alone. I'm staying alone, but yeah.
Wewe utanga wangu tichi.
Na tena ku garandega. Marukundi basira ku badara imba yandu kugara.
Okay. You're staying alone. So, once do you have any plans for the future?
Yes.
What are your plans?
Yeah, my plans is fair, and I've got skills that I have.
Which skills are
they? I'm a hairdresser, I know how to do, I'm a manicurist. Second, I'm going to go to Basarangre, I'm going to go to Nzwara.
Okay, so that's what you were saying, Pai Pai Kutujroni. You're going to go to do this because you feel like Pani.
Easy way.
An easy way.
Yes.
Is it really an easy way out of.
That's what I was thinking, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I was not having money for capital.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, this business, maybe I'll raise capital. But I find out, this money, guys, I marry Tongor casts. You cannot do anything with it. Pono ana pepa and you start doing that business, running go chita sheguru kam soro shekita say, ushtenga my equipment, you get broke again. Still more unongo zokera back. Still more is nongo kudaiza fute kuti zoga.
But Maria chona, unashinobatika chonita,
unoto zongoramba ungori momu that business.
Saying ngori from hand to mouth, Maria wana wakuijga, and you keep going on to do the same thing.
Yes.
Someone here is asking, Kuti, did you ever sleep with people you know? Like when wauno zia, wauno sanga na, wauno gara na, wauno go ona na na uma avenue zima.
Vajinji vacho andivazivi. Yangoti 1 or 2, maybe I know them.
Someone else here is saying, I want to tell Lindy to keep on praying and find something to do to support her child. These are some of the messages that are coming through. All right, so what would you say to other young girls? Like, we hear a lot of especially looking at kuma areas anenge Epworth, areas anenge even my avenues mongosh tore momo. I was actually seeing a clip mwananga shitish the about 15-16 years var kutishoni similar story kune yakwe kutakashaikirwa nevabereki, and this is for her is a way out. What would you like to say to them?
Kutara chokwadika ndingati kwa mori yechidiki vachiri vari mubasa umu basa iri tsvagai something to do kana kusika ma ministries or something because hazvina unyatsomira zvakanaka. I don't know how I can explain it, but Ndingangoti futhi Mwari ndiyano anu kutona matha chaiko kufuga mauchina matha. It's the best thing.
Unonzwa say like after toti after a night. Wati pon kinda kwase kuri we're getting about 15 clients per night and it. And then sometimes no shanda futhi maskati. Semunu unonzwa say maybe ti explainile kuti what does it do to you as a person mukati?
Ndingati zvinorwadza. But unenge uri in need of that money. Mm-hmm. So you have to force yourself to zviita. Zvinenge zvisiri kunyatsoita zvakanaka. Unenge uchitobatikana.
Unenge uchinzwa kuti uri munhu akaita sei.
Zvinenge zvisitombori mupfungwa mako kuti you'll be enjoying it ano.
Mm-hmm.
You want to enjoy it. Unenge uchitongoda mari.
The another question here, does Lindy know her HIV status before and after being a sex worker?
Yeah, I know my status.
Mm-hmm. Are you planning to reach out and help those who are still sex workers to get out of that profession in the future? Like Wawai Shanda now, are you also going to help her?
Yes, that's what I'm planning.
Okay, what's your plan?
I'm planning to go spread the word mm-hmm. with them, yes.
You want to preach to them? You want to spread the gospel to them?
Yes.
Okay. Ko sister makashaya here mabasa zvishuwa mamutare. That's from Richie.
Yati anao mashaya zvangu mabasa mamutare. But zvinongowa ningwa muupenyu. Chimwe nechimwe chinongori nenguva yacho, in fact that's what I can say. Yeah. Plus ningati kutambudzika ndokunoto pusha kuti uite izvozvo.
Someone is saying kuti anza una kunyaso text lenera question yemapurisa, the harassment by the police soliciting for bribes in the streets ndezve mashwere kuti vanenge vachida mari. And we've also had instances yokuti they also want you to sleep with them for them to let you go out of the streets. Have you ever
met? Izvozvo hangu handinyatsoziva zvekuti vanoda mari. Handinambosangana nevanodawo mari. Ndakasangana nevakanditora vakandisunga vakanditi uri kuita zvisiri pamutemo. Vakanondiradzika mumasells. Ndikamuka tichitsvaira makuseni. Tikabhadhara fine, yes. Tikabudisa makuseni, yes.
A question from Chanel, who is tuning in from Durban. Can you ask Lindy if she is in a relationship at the moment?
At the moment, I'm not in any relationship with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Another question that is coming through here, do you have any plans to get married in the future?
At the moment, I'm not yet planned. I don't have any plans for now.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm planning to do, I'm planning to be in touch with my daughter. That's all.
Do you think you sharing your story like this, right? Because when you've shared your story with your name, and people have seen your face on the posters for this show, do you think that vanhu vachaku gamuchira ma kugamuchira sezvauri kana kuti from now on you think like your life is going to be different kana ningwa chingo kupointira vachiti ningi
ndingangoti izvozvo hazvuka handina basa nazvo stereki zvandingatova nebasa nazvo ndine basa naMwari stereki mupenyu wangu for now so ndozvandiri kutoshanda nazvo kuti ndinoda kutora mandiri padhuze naMwari more than anything else.
Yes. And during I understand there are a number of organizations like across the country kana vachidila nenyadzema sex workers vanoda kuku protect hai kuti you know you need to use protection, you need to waka, did you go through that process pano wakasangana nawo here vakakubatsira nenyaya iyoyo?
Anti number friend sangana nevani vao.
Hapana vakamboku even mashamwara ko hapana maiudzana here like how to protect yourself?
Yeah, here and there.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the things you were telling each other?
ndiasikana ngatishandisa iprotection ngatisa rara nevarume tisingashandise protection
okay
zviro here.
So there is an issue yekuti zvoni you were a sex worker, right?
Yes.
And there was also an issue yekuti you were harassed by the police, not harassed per se, but makasungwa handiti mugenzoku. Do you think that sex workers need to be protected? Do you think that it's a practice that needs to be protected, or it's a practice yekuti vanoto make a sure kuti haisisipo zvachose kana kuti panofana kuiswa ma measures ekuti vanoshanda basa iroro varerutsirwe basa ravo?
I think they have to find a way how to help them kuti vange vachiwana mari to start some businesses and some other things, not to harass them, because some situations pushes back home. Some they've got kids vanotoenda kuchikoro vanotorarama nenyini vana kuti vatodya vanorarama neizvozvo. Saka they should find something for them to do zvisiri zvesex izvozvo.
But iwo wati vanhu vangu vasingazive handiti people didn't know kuti iwewo ndozvauri kuita saka vobatsirwa sei semaonero ako semaonero ako nemashandiro aunoita nevamwe iwo watudza kuti iwewe basa rako iwo you were just thinking kuti mwana wangu ndomupei you were just thinking kuti nhasi ndodyei mangwana ndoitei uchishanda nevamwe vako muma avenues what is it do you think mafungiro avo ndeekuita sei vangabatsirike sei if people want to help because there are a lot of organizations anoshanda nemasek vangavabatsire sei mukufunga kwavo nekumukuona zvavanoita.
I think one of them got my projects. Aninga chivapo mari. According mweno mwene namo yake ne mataro aninga chiita ne my explainer aninga chiita.
Do you think it's sustainable? What I'm asking is there's a certain mentality ine ma sex workers anditi. Vane ma kamufungiro kavo kavanako anditi. Saka zvekuti you find instances yekuti like you were saying kuti ukuda kubuda ma streets but unechuna ba chikupusha kuti udzokere ma streets because une kame kamufungiro kaunako. So I'm asking kuti kamufungire kako vanofunga sei vangabatsirike sei because for someone kuti achinje zvaari like iwewe kuti uchinje zvauri wakadecide wega ukaona kuti izvazviite handiti. Saka mukufunga kwavo vangabatsirike sei kuti vaone kuti zvavari kuita zvisikuita kana kuti it's not the best way to go.
Ndingati vanhu vacho vanotinetsei umwe noumwe anenge ane mafungiro aanoita asi ndingati kudii ndingati what can I say ndingati kana wangu anongo kana dona chairo rinongo donata something so that they can be helped.
But kana munhu akadonata kune munhu asiri kuona kuti zvaari kuita hazvisikuita hazvishandi handiti like iwo pawatora nyaya yako iwo wati zvoni waenda kwaasekuru kunoti uwane imwe mwari handiti ndobva wati inini kuenda kwangu kwandikenda kuchurch. My point was ndobva ndakubvunza kuti wangoenda kuchurch kunoita ukati ndaida ndonamatirwa kuti basa rangu randiri kuita veiti handikuona mafungiro ako saka which means kuti ndo mafungiro ane vamwe vanhu so mafungiro wayo tingavabatsire society yedu sei nesemashandiro ako akaita nevamwe vako.
Ndingati vasikana vaka some they are a bit rough ndisi kuda kunyepa when it comes mararamiro avo nemutsvagiro wavanoita mari vamwe vacho vanotinetsei saka ndingati mabasira atingavaita is by kuti maybe kune vamwe vari hambo maybe there's a project vanongotsvagiwa vavanoona kuti ava then kune vamwe vatindivara kudhara vakatindivara zvekuti havachatombokwanisa kukwanisa kuita something futi vakutongoita based on that. Yes, but kunewo vachiri kutanga vechidiki vachiri vana vadiki kune vakurawo vari imomo mubusiness imomo kune vane makore mashoma vachiita business iroro. So I think it depends ne how long you are in business iroro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do you think it was easier for you kuto bude because ungosna time ya kariba urimo?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then someone else is asking, kuti, do you still have any links with the doctors? How uskuchka iri now that you are exposing Sekuru?
No, I don't have any link now.
And I was coach Kaere, kuti wa expose Sekuru, I was coach Kira life ya koere.
And ngangoti nandi coach ka anything, cause babanda kana matiro andi coach ombocha anything. Yeah.
Komana ai garadani pese pa wanga uri muma streets.
Mwanaru na baba wake.
Okay. I'm just looking for... Someone here is saying, Lindy, there's another question here. Hi, Mona Lisa. I'm not fully convinced by Lindy's story. She sounds like she's cooking up a story. How do you respond? Kune wanu arufunga kuti nya yako haisiye mashua. Unonzu wa sewa na chidaru. How do you respond to that?
And you know what, see, it's okay, that's how they think. So what can I do? So It's me who knows the truth. Yeah, even though my fungiro awaita say
Hanzi, what is your level of education?
Form 3.
Okay, so between form 3, you said your parents passed away when you were 29.
My wangu akafandiri form 3. Ndakatanga kupinda pa street in 29.
So between ipapo waite, between wapinda pa streets ne when your parents passed away, funga ngwani chito 16 thereabout.
Ah, ndakatomboita upenyu in fact. Panakaenda unogara na baba mwana wangu. Ndikazobva ndikamboenda kuma Diamonds kwachiadzwa. Ndaitombotenga ndichitengesa ma Diamonds.
But wakona jisinga shando vwati gandu ye kuwarare.
Yeah.
Hanzi, do sex workers take drugs?
Yes, most of them, they do that.
To keep them in the business. Mm. Hi, I'm streaming from West Africa. Lindy has reformed or repented. Obviously, she won't stay her whole life being supported by the man of God. Which steps has she taken so far to make sure that she supports herself and her child?
Right now, I don't have any steps that I've taken, but God will provide. God will provide.
Oh, una plan ne kutu chaita say.
Yeah, I just want to go back to Gaziramsor.
Okay. And then there's another comment here. What a touching story. It's so bad out there. I think the only help that can be given to them is talk to them on the reasons why they're doing that. Do you think Shinoshanda?
Yeah, Shinoshanda for Tishoshok. Why are you doing this? Then maybe can help. Don't just ask why are you doing that. You don't come out with a certain help.
Someone else is asking, please ask Lindy if she thinks sex workers are necessary for our society. There are some notions of society. The reason why Varuma chizo enda kuma sex workers is because vari, like, they have issues mudzimba zao. I think that's where this is coming from. Kuti now, do they think kuti ma sex workers they are necessary for mukugara kwedu? Kuti vanhu vagare sikati zvakanaka mudzimba.
Ndingangoti, according even to the Bible, my sex workers, they were there. Kuva kudara ni kudara. So, ndingati, I don't know. Some they can say they are necessary. Some
You are funga udaro.
Inin maoniro angu, ndingangoti, they might be necessary, but ulka lefka chaka na umnya kumira ya mwishanaka.
Anzi, weada unya sozia kuti ma drugs ama isha andi sandi api. Anzi, what sort of drugs were you using?
Ngati inini zon goodness nga use ma drugs. Ininde ima doro.
Mm-hmm.
I was drinking beer.
So half the time when you go on the streets, you are drunk. You're not conscious of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Do you think that there've always been notions of there've always been talk? Ikuti ma some there's some advocates, but not advocates, ma rights, ma sex workers. Like I was telling you, kuti some have said kuti they need to be protected because they've realized kuti, like you said, kuti baudara they're always there, and it's very hard as a society because they are just in Zimbabwe, chete world over. Kune wana nchaje sex workanditi. Do you think that as a country, Zimbabwe, we should consider legalizing sex work kuti ite ibvumidze because izvezvi munosungwa because zvamunoita hazvibvumidzwa handiti. Do you think kuti it should be legalized Zimbabwe inofanira kubvumidzwa pamutemo?
Sokuona kwangu ndingati as long as vasingabi havo vachibvumirana naivo varume vachivavo. Temu kamu ndi tuteo baje pawano so regeza, pawano so seo. Pia temu kamu ya baje so si regeza.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Shisei swipam temu?
Ja, shifango swipam temu.
Okay. And also, what are you doing to make sure that... we've heard stories like this before, where someone is set in their ways and they get born again. They go to church and they get born again and they change their ways. And then a couple of months down the line, uvavadzokera to the streets or to do whatever it is that they were doing. And there are a number of reasons to do this. Either vakashaya chikuti vabate kuti vawane mari because anofainda kunotsvaga mari. Or maybe they were not spiritually grounded enough to stick to Christianity, which they have resorted to. Iwewe, ulkuita sei to build yourself. What you constantly make reference of how, you know, panda kubvunza kuti zvoni uchaita sei ukati God will provide. I'm assuming kuti you're now solid in your faith and it. Saka uchaita sei because you're still fresh as a Christian and it uchaita sei kuti to make sure that you're spiritually rooted so that haudzokere pfungwa dzekudzokera ku street atsiwi.
Ngati andrukuenda uchesh.
Mm-hmm.
And then ndrukuenda kuma all-night prayer. Nekuma services mangwano itwa pakati pe week and they are helping me. So I don't think I will go back aside, yes.
And people are really interested to know kuti there was also other issues kuti when you are in the streets you might have like a boyfriend and ngachitoziya kuti ndo zvaro kuita. Was this the case with you?
I know I was not having a boyfriend at all.
And if you meet someone in future, are you going to be honest with them about your past and where you've been?
Yeah, yes.
And your child, do you think inya yekuudza mwana wako kuti mwana wangu ndakaona mwari ndaita zvakadai ndovandaona mwari? Are you going to tell her?
Yes, of course I'm going to.
At what stage?
And
what is she's 13
years? She's 13 right now. I think when she's at the age of 16 going I should have to tell her that this is what I was going through in my life. Yes, so that she can know life is not easy at all.
Okay. And as we round off the program, Lindy, what can you say are the life lessons you've learned from all this, from this whole ordeal in your life? What are the life lessons that have come out of it? Chaunoti ichichi ndakadzidza. Ndaka, as they say, kuti ndaka pona nepaburire tsono, chicha ukadzidza in your experience as you grew up without parents, as you grew up and then you had to come to Harare. What is it chaukadzidza?
Ngati ndadzidza zvinhu zvakawanda kubva pandakatanga kuita zvesexy, zveprostitution. Mari ya prostitution aina zvaino shanda mupenyu. I even realize kuti panandi singazviitika ndaitomboita tumwentunhu but at least ndaitombo maintain something. Mari iyoyo aina zvainobatsira. Aina zvainobatsira, it comes and go. You need to push you, pushes you back again. I think. So
Wango sinama, someone is asking kuti wango sinama permanent clients ere vairamba vachuya vanoziya kuti linda anoshanda pakati pakati.
Yeah, ndanti nawo zvangu.
Saka vaidzoka ere after watora ma condom vaidzoka.
Ma permanent ngati ndina njombo furanda yambo vatorera ma condoms. Ndaingoita nema short time chet.
Ma short time do away.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what are some of someone here is asking kuti, please let us know kuti, what type of men come to seek such services? What age group? Wanoya ku kwa ma customers in one makata say.
Wanoya foot. Zvinenge zvaoko auri wewe muridzi wae business kuti ndotora here mwana mudiki uyu kana kuti baba chikuru chaivo chaivo vakuru vachembera.
Kana uchiti vana vadiki, what age are you talking about?
I'm talking about my 17, 16 there. Vanotouya. Some from school chaiko touya.
Saka munovabvunza here kuti uri kuitei kuno kana kuti you don't.
You just see it with your eyes, one out, uyu anyanyaita mwana mudiki, I can't do it, yeah. But some anototora anotoinda nawo.
There's a message here from Jacob. I think the lady on the show is taking what she's talking about lightly. I see her falling back into sex work, and for a person who just got saved from such an ordeal, she is pretty comfortable having relying on someone for aid. They're saying kuti, you need to be more aggressive with your life, because I think they're referring kuti, you don't really have a plan yet, and jeje you are someone else is taking care of you and you're getting comfortable najo. How do you speak to that?
It's not all about someone being taken care of me, it's all about God here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all about me being a new someone. I'm a Christian now.
Mm-hmm.
So of course life is hard here and there, so I have to be, since I'm going into these services, we are being taught to do some of the things, praying and fasting. So I think I'll go with it. I don't think I'll go back in this business anymore.
Lindy, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Yes.
I wish you all the best in everything that you're doing. And I hope to meet you again and check up on your progress and to see if you're doing well.
Okay, thank you.
That was a former sex worker who was working in the Avenues area, and she'd come to share her story. And when we were talking, she said she came up because she wanted other young girls to know that sex work is not a form of life, and the money that you get there is not really as viable as it should be. And that's all we had time for this evening on the platform. I am Annalisa Dubé, and do keep it CFM Stereo.